Echoes of the Mekong by Peter A. Hoogthausen and Huen T. Lung. Forward. The beige mice were everywhere, sticking to us like our sweat-soaked clothes on that hot, steamy April day in Ho Chi Minh City. As NBC correspondent Neil Davis and I strolled down the street, we nodded to them politely, calling out, "Good day, comrade," to the more familiar faces. This enraged the mice, and they did not return our greetings. It was difficult to maintain decent surveillance on two foreigners surrounded by several dozen chattering children all vying to hold their hands. Though their uniforms had turned beige with age, these policemen performed their jobs better than the much-detested white mice who patrolled the same streets and terrorized anyone who dared to dissent in the city then known as Saigon. You knew they were good at their jobs by the fear on the faces of the elderly men and women who darted into the crowd of kids to stuff letters into the oversized pockets of my dress. The dress was a regular mailbag, as I discovered the first time I wore it. The police might try to confiscate documents put into a foreigner's hands on the grounds they could contain state secrets, but in the crush of people, no one could see the letters disappearing into the folds of my skirt. Most of the letters were written by the mothers of the youngsters the Vietnamese called children of dust, the Amerasian offspring of the U.S. servicemen. They sought help in getting their children added to the Orderly Departure Program, ODP, list, that eventually brought tens of thousands of these children to the United States. Other letters came from former U.S. government employees released from re-education camps, asking their American friends to honor promises made 6 years earlier to not forget or abandon them. On that particular day, one letter stood out. Addressed to the U.S. Embassy in Bangkok, it contained a much-folded photograph of a little Vietnamese girl and two young Americans.